Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. A few months ago, I got a friend request on Facebook from a name I didn't recognize. So, of course, I deleted the request and went about looking on Facebook and all the different posts there. A little bit later, I got a message from this person once again, requesting that I friend them. This time, though, she sent the message with her full name, her maiden name and married name. It was a friend that I had gone to freshman year at high school with 50 years ago. Imagine my surprise after half a century actually hearing from someone from so long ago. Our story goes back to one year we spent together, 1972. When I was ready to leave grade school and enter high school, my parents told me I could pick any high school I wanted to go to, just as long as it was Catholic high school. So, not doing much research at all, in fact, I decided I didn't want to go where my brothers had gone. They had too many stories of the hard discipline that followed them where they were at. And of course, looking back now, I'm thinking my brothers maybe exaggerated a bit on the disciplinary measures they endured, but nevertheless, I wanted to go somewhere else. I chose an all-girls Catholic school, Our Lady of Peace. It was a city bus trip a few miles away, and it was operated by the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Order, the nuns. They were the cool nuns, though. Most of them were no longer in nun habits, and they wore regular people clothes for the most part. They were well-educated and were awesome at their profession. So fall came, and I hopped on the city bus and headed to my freshman year of high school and new beginnings. And that's where I met Sandy. I'm still not sure how we came to be friends, being we were night and day opposites on the outside. I was into sports and athletics and tomboy stuff, and she was, how do you say it kindly, kind of wimpy and girly. The last one picked for intramural softball. She was very happy to just sit on the bench and cheer her team on. She was the least likely person to get in trouble, and I was the first one the nuns looked at when something was awry. Not that I was a troublemaker, but I guess I just had that look of guilt on my face every time the nuns came around. Our Lady of Peace, or OLP as it was fondly called, was one of many Catholic high schools in Twin Cities at that time. Up until about that time, the schools were filled, but as time went on, tuition prices went up and there were less kids enrolling. Some of the schools had come on hard times and financially weren't making it. Well, one day before Christmas vacation, there was an all-school general assembly and the principal, Sister Michaeline, Big Mike as we fondly referred to her as, she announced that OLP would be closing forever at the end of the school year. Well, you could have heard a pin drop. At that moment, there stood hundreds of high school girls in silence, trying to grasp what was being said and what their future would hold. Moments later, you could hear crying, then low mumbling, and then some all-out sobbing. It was a day I'll always remember as being life-changing, not knowing what the next 3 years would bring to a 14-year-old girl. During that year, my friend Sandy and I became really good friends, in spite of us being polar opposites from the viewpoint of the rest of the world. We would meet up during free time at school and take the bus to each other's houses. To be honest, 50 years ago, I don't remember what the heck we even did. But I know for a fact it wasn't anything bad, because Sandy was just that good and kind of kept me out of trouble oftentimes. She was kind of like that little angel that sits on your shoulder, your right shoulder, whispering to be good, while on the left shoulder would sit the devil trying to get you to do stuff not as angelic and just don't get caught. High school ended that spring with the two of us being enrolled in different schools miles and miles apart from one another. Never really saying goodbye and figuring we'd still see each other, we just drifted into our new surroundings and friends and life, and, well, everything just kind of went on for each of us. Well, fast forward to this past week, and my friend Sandy and I found time to get together for the first time in 50 years. After a few texts and dates, we narrowed it down to breakfast at Key's Restaurant, which was halfway between us. On the drive down to the cities, my thoughts wandered to what awaited me that morning when we would meet. After all, it had been half a century since we last saw each other and really had heard from each other. Would we just chit-chat uncomfortably and rattle off to each other our past 5 decades of what we've done in life? I have to admit, as I got closer, I wondered how this meeting was going to pan out. I mean, how can you, after 50 years, possibly reconnect on more than a superficial level? I pulled into the parking lot at Keys and got out of the Jeep to find an older version of the friend I had remembered from high school days. There stood Sandy, still with the same bright smile and bubbly attitude from years gone by, coming across the parking lot towards me. After some hearty hugs and a few comments of, "Wow, I can't believe we finally got together," we went in and got a booth tucked away in a corner of a very busy restaurant. We sat and talked that morning for 3 hours, actually over 3 hours. We talked about our families, about the different twists and turns we each had taken in life, and where our lives had led us the past 50 years. Conversation came easy, and we realized how much our lives had run parallel to each other all these years, only to intersect again the other morning. It truly was being heart to heart with a good friend. We laughed plenty and teared up a few times over where life had taken us through the years. We left each other that morning smiling and laughing as we remembered the days when we were young and made so many people scratch their heads wondering about how the two of us could possibly be friends, being that we were complete opposites. I guess the only conclusion we came to was, on the inside, where it really counts, we are kindred spirits just trucking through life with many of the same goals and values we both hold close to our hearts. That morning, we both got to experience that part of life we all so desperately need to make it in this world. Life and family and friends, people who truly know us. Here's to those times happening more often than once every 50 years. Hi, this is Sue from Solid Rock, Minnesota. Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to our podcast or read our blog or check in at our website. As always, it's fun to see where our listeners and readers are from. There are many from all over the 50 states in the United States and close to 50 countries all over the world. Never in our wildest dreams did we anticipate more than a few followers. We're amazed. Our hope is you will tell a friend to check us out at the podcast or the blog or on the website at www.solidrockminnesota.com, where you can always find the links to the podcast and the blog. We'd love to hear from you too, so please feel free to drop us a message when you visit and let us know where you're from. And if you're needing a Minnesota connection, send us your address and we'll send you an official Minnesota postcard or a Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker. Yep, an official Minnesota souvenir, yours for free. Until next time, may you be surrounded with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.